CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham, web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 5th of May 2024. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB Insurance Update. RSGB Legacy Committee Chairman Appointed. SOS Radio Week is underway. RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance have now been renewed for the year to April 2025. Club insurance certificates can be downloaded from the RSGB website. You'll need to log in to obtain your certificate. Beacon and Repeater insurance certificates are available for an admin fee of £15 from the RSGB shop. Please allow a couple of days after renewal for your certificate to be dispatched. The RSGB board is pleased to announce it's approved the appointment of Richard Horton, G4AOJ, to the role of Legacy Committee Chairman. The RSGB Legacy Fund, thanks to the generosity of donors, has significant financial resources available to encourage and develop amateur radio. The Legacy Committee, which is a subcommittee of the RSGB board, considers proposals for grants that can be awarded to projects from the RSGB Legacy Fund. The criteria and application forms are available on the RSGB website. If you have an interesting idea and would like to submit it for funding, you can contact the new Legacy Chairman via legacy.chair@rsgb.org.uk. SOS Radio Week is underway. It's an annual event that takes place throughout the month of May to celebrate the work of the volunteers from the Royal National Lifeboats Institution, independent lifeboats and national coast watch stations around the British Isles. Between them, members of these organisations save many lives who are in danger along and around the thousands of miles of coastline and further out to sea. This year is the 200th anniversary of the founding of the RNLI, and SOS Radio Week is being co-branded SOS Radio Week 200 for those operators who are supporting the RNLI during the event. Participants can operate from home, a public location, or lifeboat or coast watch station with the appropriate authorisation, of course, from the station manager. A commemorative certificate is available to all official stations that record their contacts on the website, together with awards for the top individual and club or group stations on each band from 160 metres to 70 sems. To read more about the event, visit SOS Radio Week, all one word, .org.uk. The next in the series of popular 145 Alive events to promote the use of 145 MHz FM is coming up on Saturday the 11th of May from 1pm to 3pm. The event and the supporting Facebook group were started by Tim, G5TM, and from the start of 2024 has been organised by Mark, M0XIC, and John Epps, M0XJA. The last successful event took place in January this year, when over 30 nets operated simultaneously across England, Wales, Scotland and Northern and Southern Ireland. Over 900 QSOs took place, with many amateurs operating portable, mobile or from their club station or home QTH. If you'd like to take part and find more out about the event and the 145 Live in general, then join the 145 Live Facebook group. Next weekend, the 11th and 12th, lots of amateur radio stations will be taking part in Mills on the Air Weekend 2024. The event takes place across the UK every May, with more than 300 windmills and watermills usually taking part. For more information, to register and to view a list of registered station, visit ddars.net/mills.html. Advance notice now that the International Museums Weekend will be taking place on the 3rd and 4th weekends in June. This year, those weekends are the 15th, 16th and the 22nd and 23rd of June. Special event stations operating from a wide variety of museums from many different countries. To read more about the event and to register and to take part, visit tinyurl.com/imw2024. Now for details of rallies and events. La Ferne Amateur Radio Club's 40th annual radio rally is taking place today, the 5th of May. The venue is the Share Discovery Village, 221 Lisnusky Road, Lisnusky in Enniskillen, BT920JZ. The event features food and drink bring and buy, RSGB books, QSL Bureau, and the usual variety of traders. The doors open at 11 a.m. Traders are asked to arrive around 9 a.m. Admission, which includes a ticket for the prize draw, will cost £5 or €5. Contact Alan at argault91, that's argault91@gmail.com to arrange a table. Thorpe Camp Hamfest is also taking place today, the 5th of May, at the Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre, Tattersall Thorpe in Lincolnshire, LN44PL. Doors open at 9 a.m. for buyers, entrance fee £5. The event finishes at 1 p.m. The Retro Check UK event will be held on Sunday, the 12th of May. Venue is the Sports Connection, Leamington Road, Brighton, on Dunsmore in Coventry, ZV83FL. Doors open at 10:30. With an entry fee of £10, fee of £25 applies for early door entry at 9 a.m. This is an annual event organised by the British Vintage Wireless Society. There will be almost 200 dealer stalls, clubs and private sellers. Everyone is welcome to come along and enjoy the wide range of retro equipment. For more information, email info@retrotechuk.com and visit retrotechuk.com. Dunstable Downs Radio Club would like to remind everyone that its annual boot sale has been postponed until the 30th of June. This is due to the site being used by BBC's Radio 1 Big Weekend Music Festival. Updates will be posted to Dunstable Downs Radio Club's Facebook page, and reminder emails will be sent out closer to the time. To add yourself to the list, visit ddrcbootsale.org and sign up for email reminders. Special event news. Special call sign 9H6HE is used by the Malta Amateur Radio League to celebrate the swearing-in of Malta's 11th president. Look for activities until the 31st of May on the 40, 20, 15 and 10-metre bands using SSB, CW and digital, QSL via Logbook of the World. Paper QSL cards are not available. The RSGB National Radio Centre will be operating special event call sign GB2DAY to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings during the Second World War. The station will be active between the 6th and 9th of June. In addition, volunteers will be hosting the special demonstration station, GB1SOE, on Saturday the 15th of June. Don't forget that RSGB members can get free entry to Bletchley Park and the RSGB's National Radio Centre by downloading a voucher from the RSGB website. Now for DX News, Bo OZ1DJJ is active as OX3LX from Greenland until the 9th of May. In his spare time, he operates FT8, RTTY and CW. The station was spotted recently on the 10 and 12 metre bands using FT8. QSL via OZ0J. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Tom NL7RR is active on Wake Island OC053. Until the 15th of May, look for KH9 stroke call sign to BQRV daily at about 0700 UTC or around 14.200 MHz, QSL via Logbook of the World, or direct to Tom's home call. QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log. Contest news today, the 5th UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest. Runs from now 800 to 1400 UTC, all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the UK, that's the 5th UK Microwave Group Millimeter Wave Contest. Runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC, all modes on 24, 47 and 76 gigahertz frequency. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also the 5th, the Worktall Britain 7 Megs phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC on SSB on the 40-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and Worktall Britain Square. The ARI International DX contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 4th, ends at 1159 today the 5th, using CW RTTY and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are allowed. The exchange's signal report and serial number. Italian stations also send their province. The 432-2245 gigs contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 4th and ends at 1400 UTC today, Sunday the 5th, using all modes on the 432 megs to 422-245 gigs frequency. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Another one today, the 10 gigs trophy, runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC. All modes 10 gigs frequency. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 7th, the 144 megs FM activity contest, 1800 to 1855 UTC. FM on the 2 meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 7th, 144 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 2 meter band. Exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 8th, 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest, runs 1700 to 2100 UTC on FT8 on the 70 meter band. The 70 centimeter band. The exchange's report and 4-character locator. And on the same day, the 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 77s band. The exchange signal report and 4-character locator. If you enter one, you can enter the other. On Thursday the 9th, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 6 meter band. The exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 12th, the 70 megahertz CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC CW on the 4 meter band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, "What a strange week we had, with the solar flux index in the 167 range falling to 130. Conditions should have been reasonable, but the KP index hit 4 and even 5.33 on the evening of Friday the 26th of April, which meant propagation on Saturday the 27th was dire. Stations taking part in International Marconi Day on the 27th found the 40-meter band open only to long skip in the morning. This was due to the critical frequency being below 5 megs. The predicted MUFs over a 3,000-kilometer path fluctuated between 15 megs and 19 megs for the whole day, which meant only 14 megs was really open. As a result, QSOs were hard to come by, and many stations reported it was slow going, with virtually no signals from outside of Europe. So, what happened? Well, it was a combination of factors. The increased KP index due to a fast solar wind took its toll, and we're now moving to summer ionosphere, where chemical changes make it harder to ionize. This means we should see MUFs dropping as the season progresses, at least during the day. Nighttime MUFs will be higher than in winter. So it may be that the glory days of 28 megs F2 layer propagation are on hold until autumn, with only short skips sporadically on the 10 meter band to keep us entertained. F2 layer propagation is still available on the higher HF bands, but it may be patchy. International Marconi Day station GM0CMS in Caister, Norfolk, reported that its 20 meter signals were picked up by reverse beacon network skimmer in Utah, despite not working anyone outside of Europe. Meanwhile, in the morning of the 2nd, Lorry G3UML was quite surprised to work YJ0CA in Vanuatu on the 15 meter band using SSB. He also worked 3D2CCC on Conway Reef on the 20 meter band using CW and JD1BMH in Japan on the 15 meter band also using CW. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the 125 range, rising to 175 as the week progresses. Geomagnetic conditions are dependent on coronal mass ejections. We've had an 8 We've had 8 M-class solar flares in the last 3 days and a KP index of 5 on Thursday the 2nd, which doesn't bode well for next week. So keep an eye on solarham.com for current conditions and look for the best HF propagation if the KB index is low for a day or two. Now for VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The weather patterns remain very unsettled for the whole period, with areas of low pressure edging north across the UK from the continent. There'll be a big risk of thundery weather at times with locally heavy rainfall, which will be good for rain scatter on the gigahertz band. Tropo looks to be hard to find as we end the current week, dominated by low pressure systems, but there are signs of high pressure returning midweek, but only temporarily. This could produce some tropo paths, especially across surrounding waters such as the Irish Sea, English Channel and the North Sea. The nominal summer season of spready key propagation is upon us, and from May to early September, daily blogs will be provided on the propquest.co.uk website, highlighting the possible sporadic key links to the position of the jet stream shown on the upper air charts. It's well worth getting into the habit regularly of checking the DX clusters and activity maps, since the early season is usually characterized by a complex jet stream pattern with multiple potential locations for sporadic key propagation. Time-wise, it eventually settles into a more traditional behaviour, with activity often in two phases, one in the morning and the second in late afternoon and early evening. As you listen to this report, the Eta Aquarids meteor shower should be peaking. Unfortunately, the best viewing for the shower, which is part of the debris from Halley's Comet, will be the southern hemisphere. Nevertheless, this is expected to be one of the best showers this century. For those viewing the shower, a waning moon means that the light level should be low, making for ideal visual sighting. For EME, the moon will be waning all week, with a new moon around the 8th of May. The moon will be rising in the sky throughout the week, with zero declination on the 5th of May, and peaking at its highest in the sky on Saturday the 11th of May. The lowest additional path loss occurs today and tomorrow, 5th and 6th, but high sun noise with the moon close to the sun at new moon occurs shortly afterwards, later in the week. As the sun leaves the moon behind, noise levels, at least on the higher bands, will fall to around normal. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me likewise. Until next week.